graced you in peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Shut up! I remember one of the very first times I said that as a boy. I was trying to bully my younger brother into something or other, and I didn't want to listen to him anymore, so I yelled out, "Shut up!" It was right then, in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, that my mother appeared around the corner. She had lightning coming from her eyes, that little petite lady. She pointed her finger at me. And with that glare, she said, "Larry, I never again." And then she added, "And if I do, your dad," she didn't have to say anymore. I knew what it all meant. I needed no further clarification. I took my own counsel. I shut up. Harsh, heavy words means end of discussion, means I'm in control, and this has gone on far enough, so shut up. If those words leave your lips, you had better have the authority to back them off if you need to. You better have something in your bag of tricks to stop the flow of words just in case the words keep on flowing. Shut up! That is precisely what Jesus said in a Capernaum church one day. Harsh, heavy words to let loose in, of all places, a synagogue. And it was the Sabbath day, no less. He had been out and about teaching people, and the way in which he was doing that simply amazed folks, not because he was especially entertaining or adept at oratory, but because Jesus cut to the chase. He was not namby-pamby, politically correct, Casper Milquetoast about his message. That's because Jesus had nothing less than the lives of people at stake. He was on a mission, God's mission. It was a mission to rescue the world from the clutches of sin and Satan and death. And folks, there was no fooling around. This was not a political game. The stakes were the eternal lives of precious people, people of all ages and cultures and places and times. So what Jesus had to say, he said with authority. The authority that belongs to Almighty God alone. After all, he is God. Jesus didn't guess at things. He simply called the shot. Left on our own, going our own merry way, we were walking headlong into hell, forever separated from the God of our creation, from the God who ached in his love for us and for the entire world, from the very first moments when Eve and Adam were tempted by Satan and hoodwinked by his truth-twisting, Almighty God was in an all-out battle with the evil foe. And Jesus, his son, was his point man. So when Jesus spoke and acted, it was with the authority of God. "Shut up," said Jesus to a man possessed by a demon, an evil spirit. One of Satan's evil cohorts had taken over this poor guy, literally had him in his clutches, controlling him. I don't know, but in our modern day, we might find all of this a little hard to believe, thinking that such a thing only happened, you know, well, back then. Truth is, though, that if we think that, Satan has then hoodwinked us as well, even in our day, where we're fond of patting ourselves on the back for knowing so much. You know, I have all of that on my smartphone. The evil of the old evil foe, the life-destroying temptations of the devil, are still running around rampant in every nook and every cranny of this world. Satan still holds people in his clutches. He still lies. He sells his lies in prepackaged respectability, taking little bits of truth here and there and tying them into the falsehood of empty promises and aimless hopes. So straight up, here's the question. How has Satan messed up your life? No, don't look around at anybody else now. Just think about you. How has Satan messed up your life? In what areas have you recognized his heavy-handed control? Has he ever controlled your tongue to lie? Even looking someone straight in the eye while pretending to have their welfare at heart, yet all the while spinning this horrible untruth aimed to hurt them and stomp on their reputation? Has the evil demon tempted you to steal from another person or to exploit another person sexually just for your own fun and fantasy? Has the devil tempted you with success to doubt God's word, to think that God wouldn't see, that God wouldn't notice the evil you were doing? How has Satan messed up your life? Where have you seen him leaving you with empty promises and aimless hopes, controlling your words, your thoughts, your actions? His evil, his temptation, his destruction is not just a back then sort of thing. Rather, the words of the Apostle Peter warn us here and now, as Peter wraps up his first letter, chapter 5, saying, "Be alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. No playful cat and mouse games with Satan ever." Which is precisely why Jesus brings the harsh and heavy hand of Almighty God to bear when he turns to that guy possessed by the demon and he says to that demon, "Shut up!" The demon had just expressed concern about the nearness and the intentions of Jesus. "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us?" Truthful concerns and truthful words, but in the wrong mouth, having taken over a poor guy's life and thinking in vocal cords, this would not do. And Jesus will not let Satan get another word in. "Be quiet," Jesus said sternly. "Come out of him." Well, we got to translate a little Greek there. That sounds very nice. "Be quiet," Jesus said sternly. "Come out of him." The Greek, however, is a lot more harsh and hard-hitting. "Shut up and get out." Which is precisely what happened right then and there. The demon threw the guy down before them all and came out without injuring him. Only Jesus can say, "Shut up and get out." Only Jesus can back it up with authority, with all the authority of God. Only Jesus can put an end to Satan's running roughshod over God's creation. When Jesus faced down the devil in his threefold temptation in the wilderness, he wielded the sword of God's word, and he did it without equivocation, without any doubt, and without any compromise. "Shut up and get out." That is what Satan heard when Jesus cried out from his blood-soaked cross, "It is finished." The battle to put right again what Satan had led astray. The fight to get back from the evil thief what he had stolen from God. That was all finished once and for all in the sacrificial suffering and death of Jesus. Where Satan always wanted his own will to be done, Jesus wanted only and always the Father's will to be done, even if that meant he, the sinless one, would bear the sins of the whole world, mine, yours, all piled up on Jesus, looking Satan straight in the eye from his cross and his empty tomb. It is finished, so shut up and get out. Because Jesus, God's dear Son, has fought the fight for you and won. Those words can be your words whenever you realize that Satan's trying to win you over. Whenever he's trying to control your thoughts or twist up your words of truth into some horrible lie, shut up and get out. Whenever your heart breaks because you recognize how miserably you failed God in obeying his word. Whenever Satan shakes his accusing finger at you because you so often, so easily go his way, well, you can look at the cross and the empty tomb of Jesus, and then you can say with all the authority of the Lord, shut up and get out. My Jesus has died for me. The punishment I well deserved was laid upon him. And he stands at my side before Almighty God. He is my advocate. He identifies me not as a criminal, but as a child of the Heavenly Father. He calls me his brother, his sister. Shut up and get out, Satan. Leave me alone. I belong to God. Jesus has purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil. You have only my destruction in mind, Satan, but Jesus has won life for me, abundant and eternal life in his name. I have it on his authority. And he has been given, you know, all authority in heaven and on earth. And his authority, all his authority, is in his name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and all the demons scurry away in the darkness. In the name of Jesus. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.